Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. Well, I wish I had a new recipe for you. I have figured out that if you like really hard boiled eggs, you simply dump in one of those little cups in the Instapot, you know, the cup that comes with it, throw one of those in there, put those bad boys in there for 10 minutes and you are good to go. But I have had some things happen in my life that I'm a little busier than I thought, and cooking, and not so much cooking takes time, but learning how to cook, learning how to do anything, it's always slower when you first start. And I just happen to be popping around Fire TV from Amazon today because I was adding, because it's COVID and that's all we're doing is watching TV. So I added Apple TV to my Fire TV. I know I'm already confused. And in the process of kind of just popping around, I saw where the Food Network has an app on the Fire TV, and I'm sure you can probably add it to other things. And if you're an Amazon Prime person, you get this free for a year, which is $40 for the year, which really isn't that bad, but yet it is one of those things where you're like, well, let's see, if I do the math, 40 divided by 12, carry the 2 is, $3.33 a month. But when you add that to the $5 you're putting out to Apple and the $5 for Disney and the $15 for Netflix, it adds up. But nonetheless, what I liked about this particular thing, because I was like, all right, I'm new to cooking and these people are showing me how to cook. That's what I liked about it, is I was watching one thing about cooking pork chops, and that'll probably be my next recipe and the next thing I try to cook. And they said, you need to mince the garlic. And I was like, what does that mean? And then they show somebody. And why Amazon is giving you a year is a lot of people are cooking with the woman in the tube. A lot of us just call her Lexi, shall we say. I don't want to trigger yours. And there's a couple different versions. The Amazon show, there's a 5-inch, an 8-inch, and I think a 10-inch. The 8-inch right now is on sale for $90. And it's actually, in my opinion, kind of the better of the deal. The 10-inch doesn't have a manual way to turn off the camera. Because if you think about it, if you have this in your bedroom, you don't want people just popping in on you. And the bigger version of it, you have to turn off the camera like via software. And I'm like, nah. So it's, I think right now it's on sale for $90. And I actually have one on the way. And what's great about this is, of course, it's, you can easily put that in the kitchen. And she is great, meaning the woman in the tube is great. If you're like, if you look at the recipe and you go, oh, I don't know how many teaspoons are in a gallon, you can ask her and she will tell you. And you're like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So, and also setting timers, she can have multiple timers. So if you need some help in the kitchen, you might want to get yourself an Amazon device. I actually love my Amazon device. I have one in almost every room. And like I said, I just bought a show. Because what's cool about this is you can control that with your voice. So you could be watching a cooking show and go, hold on, and ask her to pause the recording while you get caught up with what's going on. So it's pretty slick. And the thing I like about the app, I just watched one show, is there's no commercials. So you're watching what was probably normally a half hour show in, I don't know, it's 20 minutes. It was really quick. So I really like that. And it's free for the first year. Now I've made a mental note that come July 2021, if I'm not using that, I want to cancel that. But, you know, part of being new to cooking is when we're not cooking and we're, I am so picky. That's the one other thing I found is I was looking at a couple recipes and I'm like, you know, it really is getting me out of my comfort zone. But the other thing is anything to flatten this learning curve. And what I liked about this is it's a pork chops. You end up putting, I think, pineapple or apples on it and a couple other things. And it just, you create a marinade. And I was like, okay, there was nothing too weird on that. She shows you how to make cauliflower rice, which was a whole lot easier than I thought. So, you know, there are all sorts of resources in addition, of course, to this podcast. So that's really what this podcast is. It's, I've always said, it's a journey of me getting, you know, to cook more, and you get to come along for the ride. New to cookingshow.com/Tavola is the website you want to go to. I'm talking about the Tavola Smart Oven. I have one and it's great. There's no more preheating, so it's going to speed things up. You scan a grocery's barcode and it cooks the food perfectly. So that Pop-Tart, that Gino's pizza roll, whatever you're doing, and you can also order their food, and the food can be as inexpensive as $11.99 a meal. Now, the last time I went to Chipotle, it was basically $11, and there's no driving, there's no shopping, and it's great tasting food. The beauty of this is you can get $100 off the oven right now by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. That's T-O-V-A-L-A, and you have 100 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you can return it for free. It's amazing. There are multiple cooking modes. You can actually steam things, broil it, all sorts of things, baking. It's all there, preheating, and there's a smart app. You can tie it into your Wi-Fi. It's amazing. Check out the video and save $100 by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. Now, at the risk of making this sound like a giant commercial, I realize that Plan to Eat is the sponsor of this show. It's actually an affiliate association I have with them. But I got to tell you, there's something really cool about this, because anytime you use, you know, any kind of software, and especially with recipes, like recipes are detailed. You've got detailed instructions. You've got detail, like how there's a big difference between a quarter of a teaspoon and a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. I mean, that will ruin your dish. So you got to make sure you get these right. And if you go out to newtocookingshow.com/7, I actually made a video showing how this pork chop recipe that I found on the Food Network. Oh, that is one thing I should mention. The one thing that for me is like, what? And maybe it's different if I'm watching it on an Amazon device. I'm watching this lady make pork chops, and she made sweet potato pie and a couple other things. I was like, oh, cool, cool. Finding the actual recipe then was a bit of a pain in the butt. And, you know, thank goodness for Google that I was able to pull it up. But the cool thing is, once I found it, now I want to put, you know, anything I need on the shopping list and, you know, put it on my calendar to eat it and things like that. And that's where Plan to Eat comes into play. And I didn't realize they had this feature. All I had to do was go over to the Food Network site where I found the recipe, and you go up to the top and you grab the URL, which is usually kind of ugly, for that recipe, copy that, and you can go into Plan to Eat and go, I want to add a recipe. But instead of clicking on that button, there's a little arrow right to the right of it. And that's why I made a video for this. You click on that and it says import recipe from URL, and you just paste in the URL, in this case from the Food Network, and it brings everything over. And I was like, oh, Holly, that's way, way cool. So that is a trick. If you're like me, you're like, okay, I'm not cooking anything right now, but I'm, you know, planning recipes and I'm getting organized and things like that. You can see where this is a really cool thing. Go over to newtocookingshow.com/6 and you'll see the video that I made for this episode. New to cookingshow.com/subscribe is where you can subscribe for free and never miss an episode. So as I learn more things or burn more food, I'll be updating you on that. And that again, newcookingshow.com/subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. Tell a friend. And oh yeah, I think you left a burner on.